Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Raw, a.k.a. The Learning Center, here with your Sunday Morning Breakfast family. Tonight, we are wrapping up our week of Monkey See, Monkey Do, Masters of Manipulation. So again, thank everyone for joining us tonight. Please reach out to someone, get them on the line, and make sure that when you're doing that, tell them if they have a question, if they have a scripture, if they want to share a testimony tonight, now's the time to do that. So reach out to them, get them on the line, allow them to join in with us as well. And while you're doing that, we're going to go ahead and bring in our leader, Mr. Talius Carr. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Ms. Candy.
How are you tonight, Mr. Carr?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I am as well, sir.
Good day, good day. So I hope that everybody's doing wonderful. And I think this is very important. Okay, manipulation. Let's spell it. M-A-N-I-P-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. U-L-A-T-I-O-N. Masters of manipulation. Y'all, we can use our tone of voice. We can use how we talk. This is why it's important. The Bible says, shun all appearances of evil. Lean not to your own understanding. We'll start to get into the vicinity of challenging God. And we'll start manipulating others. We set norms that are not norms in Christ. That's just how I am. That's just how Mr. Carr is. He just talks like that. He's aggressive. You can call it passion. It's just, no. If it's not how God called you to be, I don't care if you're, you know, chipper or down in the dumps, you talk. Y'all know that everything has to go according to God, not according to you.
Yes, sir.
This is very important. Very important. What is your approach when people see you, when they hear you? What you sound like? Do you sound like God or do you sound like you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the manipulator say, but I'm not God. I'm going to do me. But see, when you saying that now, but in the day of judgment, let's recant what you just said. Would you say that in the day of judgment, I ain't you? You said the only way to the Father is through the only way to heaven is through Christ. That's why it's called Christian. So if you're not God, which you're not, we understand that truth. But didn't he say, same mind that Christ had in him we should have in us? So if we have the same mind as a man thinketh, so is he. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
So in one breath, monkey see, monkey do, we say that we're not Christ. Albeit true, God says, be ye perfect because I am perfect. If you are to be imitators of God, of Christ, see, manipulators can't understand. People in the world cannot understand what perfection is. In other words, how you talk. And that's just me. That's how my mama was, my daddy was, my granddaddy was, my grandmama was. Will you cut it out? Because when you Christ, behold, all things have become new. The tradition of man nullifies the power of God. So you're taking the traditional point. In other words, you start to manipulate people and they start to act just like you, Christian. You have your ups and down days. There's a call where nobody has perfect days, but did God, did Christ, when he walked, did he ever just have a somber day like that? Or did he make his day great?
That's right.
Again, we are peacekeepers, not peacemakers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we have to have these emotional, we have to have these, you know, this commentary that's a motivational speak to get ourselves right with God.
Yes, sir.
You can manipulate people. This is why it's so important, right, Sunday morning breakfast, that we not sound like that. Now, if you sound like that and you're supposed to be the leader, what you think everybody in the congregation can do?
Right.
That's horrible, people. I'm not sugarcoating it with people. I'm not sugarcoating. That is horrible. You cannot profess God with somberness. Get over yourself. Who are you? Remember, this life is not yours. So who are you to be downplaying God? The Bible said, if you lift me up, I will draw. Do you have time to be, you know, even when it's life cameras action and you're on the news, what news broadcaster have gloomy days? You better not come into work. You can't put that out there. But we so stuck in our emotions as if they are gold. So we start manipulating people by justifying the reason we sound the way we sound. Or we act the way we act.
Amen.
And we began to be manipulators and we didn't even realize it. Because when you start to justify sin, trust me, you've got to manipulate. You have to. Sin cannot be justified, so much so that God says, He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Unjust means you can't be justified, but I still reign on you.
Yes.
If you can't justify sin to God, the only people that you can justify sin to is the weak people. Oh, my, my, my. And the only way you can justify something that is so, polar opposite, diametrically, different than righteousness, is that you start to manipulate people. You can only manipulate, though. Because true Christians that have the same mind that God has, you can't manipulate because they're not thinking on their own. They're letting God think for them.
Yes, sir.
See, a manipulator can't understand the fact that, well, nobody's going to be perfect. You know why? Because you have yet to grow in the spirit. Yes, you are perfect. How can you be perfect, Mr. Carr? Let me show you how. Watch this. Just like an umbrella. God is like your umbrella just because it's raining. If it's raining outside, it don't mean I got to get wet as long as I use my umbrella. Ding, 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 ding. If you use the spirit of God to house you, you are perfect because now you think, you walk, you talk, you guard, you protect like God does. But see, the reason why you don't know what perfection is because your perfection is minimized to flesh.
Amen.
So let me ask that question again. Can you be perfect? Of course you can if you use an umbrella. You can walk in the rain and not get wet.
Yes, sir.
So if an umbrella can keep you from getting wet, how can God not keep you from sinning? Oh, my. Miss Candy.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Candle, let's go ahead and pray. Listen.
Father, we thank you for this call tonight, Lord. We thank you for everyone who is assembled here with us, Lord. We thank you for your word. And we pray right now, Lord, that as we go into this call, that each and every person on the line is open, Lord, boldly confessing your word, Lord, that everyone is able to be interactive tonight, Lord, and that everyone is able to receive from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let us get going. So this is our Sunday morning breakfast, Monday Night Raw, the Learning Center. We pose questions. We have emails. We have testimonies. And we got some answers, too. How about that? And, y'all, tonight we have Mr. DJ Go. DJ, you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you this evening?
Wonderful, wonderful. And yourself?
Doing wonderful. So tell us about this little monkey see, this monkey do this, being manipulative. What you got to say about this?
Well, this week I've gathered a lot from it this week, just about little habits and little things that we do out of tradition. We touched a lot on manipulation.
Uh-huh.
And it was revealed to me that all manipulation isn't bad. But, of course, with us, it's more of that out there, what we're doing, versus the good. We need to be the type that manipulates for good. The monkey see, monkey do is more of tradition. You did this, as stated before, because that's the way your mama did it or your grandma did it. That's the way your dad did it. The tradition. We're not going to church. We go to IHOP. Okay? Why are we going to IHOP? I don't know. That's what we've been doing. We get up every Sunday morning and we go to IHOP. Well, only one time a year we open up this. Three times a year, I'm sorry, Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter, we open the Bible. You know, so I'm just saying, you know, monkey see, monkey do, rather than actually doing what you're supposed to and opening that Bible more often to that and studying to show thyself approved.
All right. That's Mr. DJ, y'all. And then we got Brooklyn in the house. Brooklyn TT, Ms. Ian, how are you this evening?
I'm great, Mr. Carr. How are you?
Right, I'm doing wonderful. Now, y'all, Miss Tiana has a granny, and granny just made a birth. His granny, Miss Tiana.
Granny just turned 92.
Y'all hear
here
that?
Hanging out, enjoying life. Yes.
Granny just made 92. Y'all can't celebrate that. There's something wrong. 92.
Awesome.
Man, that's good. That's
amazing.
Awesome.
Granny told Miss Tiana, she said, I was looking, well, she told you she was looking for you. Tiana just got there. My granny is in New York. Tiana's in Texas. Granny thought she saw Tiana last week. Oh, baby, I was looking for you. It's all right. Granny said, you ain't going to manipulate her.
Not a lick.
So, what about this topic, Miss Tiana, real quickly, manipulation, what you got?
The biggest thing that I took away is how, very similar to what both you and Mr. DJ shared, but is how manipulation can also be used as an excuse. We're so quick, not just to say that so-and-so did it, so I'm doing it, but we also say, oh, this is how it's always been done. And I can speak to myself, my testimony on that, and that quick to say, oh, we've been doing this that way. And I've learned, and I'm grateful for someone checking me in that, because that was a way of almost control of deception as well as manipulation, when you're saying, well, that's the way it's always been done, when we know that God has put us here to do better. He actually tells us we are to do better. So in and through every situation, that's what he's calling us to do. But it takes that right person, that righteous person, to hear the noise, to check us along the way, to make sure that we don't use those excuses as a scapegoat. What I really took away is that we always go back to the Word of God. It tells us that we're only to compare ourselves to Him. So we're not to compare ourselves to the past or anything that the way it used to be done. And if we're only comparing ourselves to Him, then He's the only one that we can mimic. He's the only one that we can absolutely be sure in Him that we are doing right. Just like He sent His Son as to be the living example, that's exactly how we should be the ones living. So all in all, this week was masses of manipulation. It was absolutely fascinating, but just so grateful to show how it shows up in our day-to-day, even in what could be perceived as these little things.
All righty. So thank you so much for sharing, Ms. Tiana. I'm going to step back. I'm going to let these two answer these questions for y'all. Maybe they can iron some things out, because there's been some challenges for Mr. DJ. Ms. Tiana been trying to step her game up, but I don't know about tonight. Mr. DJ said he ready. So let's get it. I want to start the first email question, Ms. Candy, if you don't mind.
Certainly, sir. The question says, last night you spoke about forms of witchcraft. Are horoscopes forms of witchcraft?
All righty.
Can you repeat that question? I'm sorry. I missed the end, Ms. Candy.
Last night, you spoke about forms of witchcraft. Are horoscopes forms of witchcraft?
Are horoscopes forms of witchcraft? Very good question. Horoscopes are, let's see, witchcraft is controlling, manipulation, deception. Horoscopes are just what somebody throws out there as what should be happening in your life. Ain't nobody has control of what's happening in your life but God. So in that respect, then yes, absolutely, horoscopes are a form of witchcraft.
Okay. Now tell me this. What about another respect? You said in that respect. What about the other respect? What other respect is it?
Well, I look at, when I take the definition of witchcraft, right, control, deception, manipulation, right, horoscopes, and maybe I shouldn't be saying in that respect, choose choice of words. When I look at it, horoscope is created by man to say this is what's going to happen in a person's life on this day, based off of generalizing, based off of some kind of time on which you were born. So all people born in this time frame is going to have this happen in their lives. Yet that's not the case, because only God can say what he has already planned what's going to happen. So horoscopes in no way can bypass what God has to say. So in that respect, it's witchcraft.
See, there's not that respect. It is. Yes, it is witchcraft.
All right, and Mr. DJ, Ms. Candy, can you repeat that for Mr. DJ, please?
Yes, sir. Last night you spoke about forms of witchcraft. Are horoscopes forms of witchcraft?
I'm going to take the controversial role and say, no, it's not. I look at witchcraft is only, horoscopes are only witchcraft if you believe in them. If you put your faith in them and actually listening to them, people can write stuff down all they want to. Horoscopes are just like watching the news and you see the weather. It's a prediction. Does it mean it's correct? Absolutely not. It's based on a stereotype and a collection of things that happen to those people based on whatever yearbook that you have. And it's often a computer program. That's what a lot of people don't know. It only becomes witchcraft when you replace it with God. When you believe, oh, my goodness, my horoscope said that I'm going to do this, this, and this, this today. That's just like with the people predicting the weather. The guy said it's going to rain today. And then, hey, it's not raining. Was that witchcraft? No. It is what it is. It's a prediction. I don't put all my faith in the weatherman. He tells me it's going to rain. I probably will bring my umbrella. But I'm just saying, you know, it God is God by himself. And the same thing with the horoscopes. It definitely is and can be a form of manipulation if you allow it to be. So that's the only reason why I say it no.
Okay.
It has no power unless you give it that power. That's what I'm trying to say.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's loaded too, dude. One say yes, one say no. Wow. What do you say, Miss Candy?
Horoscopes are witchcraft. It's a form of sorcery. That goes back to a lot of times we're thinking about, we want to be so very literal with words, and we don't want to place things under what they mean. But it's just like when Moses had the staff and then the other ministers did the same thing. That was a form of witchcraft. But some other people might look at it and say, oh, well, they were just doing the same thing that Moses did. It's a manipulation of what God intends. So where God can give a word of prophecy through someone, then the enemy has now twisted it and given horoscopes, zodiac signs, all of these things. It's just a manipulation on what God intended. So it actually is witchcraft, whether you subscribe to it or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when we manipulate the truth, we are practicing witchcraft, whether you want to call it. You know, in other words, you know, whatever you call something, you know, nowadays we call it a cantaloupe. Maybe they called it something way different back in the day. Nowadays that we say, that's your boo. Maybe that was your boyfriend 30 years ago. You see? So all those things, the name evolves, they don't mean the significance of what it's set out to do. That's the same thing. In other words, horoscopes are absolutely witchcraft. Period. Okay? Let me show you for example. Okay? If a witch crafts something, and just because it does not take root in your life does not mean that it was not witchcraft. It just didn't take root in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense? Oh, it was set off as witchcraft. Now, here's the thing. We practice witchcraft without knowing it because nobody wants to be known as a witch.
Mm.
And definitely nobody wants to be known. Y'all, we'll play that game all this day. Boy, I promise you, Ms. Candy, the percentage of people that we have on this line tonight, I guarantee a great percentage, over 50%, still believe in horoscopes. Right now, you're holy, so you don't believe in it. But when you get off this phone, if Mr. DJ say, I'm a Taurus, you say, I'm a Gemini, we match. I don't even know. I don't even know all over. I just know I'm Aries. I really don't care. Look at that thing we're talking about. It don't mean that. I just want to see what they got to say. Why give something attention if it don't mean nothing?
Right.
You pull it up daily, monthly, weekly. Oh, it don't mean that. And then you try and match your mate. But you said you believe in God. Is that not witchcraft? Self as a witch, though. You don't think that there's, see, let me show, I want y'all to hear this, because the Bible says it. It's written in the Bible. Anything that's outside of faith is called S-I-N. Y'all make that clear? Watch this. Anything that's outside of faith is called sin. That means your mediocre days where I'm not going out to the club or smoking weed or fornicating, I'm just sitting at home chilling. If it's outside of faith, it's sin. You're chilling when you should be moving. You are sinning. Oh, my, my, my. See, God draws the line. We blur the lines. We try and compromise the word of God, but the Bible says the uncompromising word of God. This is why he clearly says, listen to what he says, the righteous shall scarcely make it in. But heaven and hell ain't no joke now. God don't grade on a curve now. Huh? So if it's not righteous and you have manipulated the truth, it's witchcraft, whether you want to put the title on it or not. Horoscopes try and manipulate the truth, because the truth of the matter is individual is an individual. Who can foresee, like they did with Moses, the past? And we believe in it because we'll say, well, they do tell part of the truth, Tupac, and y'all believe in that crap as if Tupac a God. Y'all want to get quiet now, huh?
It's the truth.
Yeah, the truth.
That's, huh? Well, he did prophesy this, that, and other. Tell me this. What part of God got wrong? When Jesus spoke the truth, you can time and date it. It's going to happen. Now, how much did Tupac get wrong? But I'm sorry, you're so mentally, emotionally tied to him that you want to see him as a God. So, woo, vamoose. Witchcraft has been performed because it has overtaken your mind to see somebody as such.
Wow.
Am I?
All right.
Well, witches do. And you can operate in sorcery and witchcraft horoscope readers and not even know it. Because you start to categorize somebody based on their horoscope and say, we're not compatible. Well, guess what? Tell me God's horoscope. Tell me his sign. Because you obviously ain't compatible with him then.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. All right.
Sorry. You know the horoscope better than you know the Bible. You know that's a problem. That's a problem, people. That's a problem, people. Because that's a legit question. Is that a form of witchcraft? It's a form of witchcraft. That tends to control your whole life. You start to say, well, yeah, I'm an affectionate person. That's what my horoscope say. But God said you're a child of God, and you don't let that control you, but you let this control you. So you start being affectionate because that's what your horoscope say. But what does your Bible say about you? Hello? Oh, you ain't reading to it that deep, huh? But we say we have a relationship with God. How can you have a relationship with somebody that you don't even follow suit or what they call you?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Let us move on. I ain't gonna challenge people too hard. I ain't gonna challenge them too hard. Go. Our next caller. What we got? Another email caller? Caller? Callers? What we got?
Yes, sir. We do have quite a few callers this evening. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question or comment for this evening.
Okay, yes. My question is withholding the truth a form of manipulation?
Is withholding the truth a form? Mr. DJ, you start on with that.
Yes, because the truth shall set you free. Withholding the truth is deception, and why are you withholding it? Is it for your own personal gain? So, yes, that's definitely, absolutely a form of manipulation.
Mr. DJ, tell him again. I don't think it hurts.
Absolutely a definite form of manipulation. If you're holding the truth, why are you withholding the truth? The truth shall set you free. So why would you withhold it? Why, you know, you're using it for your own personal gain. So that's manipulation, yes.
That's what it is. And for those people who try and argue the word of God, talk about it's not set you free, it's make you free. We really don't care. The word free is attached to it. take heed to that part, okay? Because I'm saying that, Mr. DJ, because a lot of people want to be so critical and they try and manipulate. They don't believe you because you didn't say it all the way right. I don't care if it's a set or make. I just know the free part. If you hear free and you a slave, there it is.
That's right.
Mr. Seattle, what you got? What you got with that same question?
It is absolutely a form of manipulation. If you're withholding the truth, that people say, well, I didn't say anything. It's a lie. Like, I didn't lie. I didn't say anything. Yeah, you didn't say anything. You're still lying because you are withholding the truth. And if you're lying, then you are sinning. And there we go. Deception, manipulation, all wrapped in one.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Let me add a B part to that question, Carla. Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you. Can sharing the truth be a form of manipulation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it can be. Mm-hmm. Sharing the truth, some things are not your place. If you go and, I guess in the natural we'll say be messy and create some things that will cause issues between people or you run in front of God or the process. And even though, yes, you're telling the truth, yes, that could be a form of manipulation as well.
Miss Tiana?
Yep, I absolutely agree. It's basically, like you said, being messy, is especially sharing the truth that is not yours. Stay out of other people's stuff. And even if it is yours, you have to be strong enough and know how when to say things. Like, you don't have to withhold, but you've got to also come in love. God tells us to go to our brothers in error, if they're in error, go to them in love. So the same is in the truth. Go to them in love. Be patient, be kind with it, but don't be manipulative with it, because you're then hurting souls instead of winning them.
So you're telling me that if me, you, and Mr. DJ work together, Miss Candace, our boss, and if Mr. DJ started at $22 an hour, you know, I started at 18, and you coming on that you starting at 14, and I come to you telling the truth and say, you know, Mr. DJ making 22, he got there when he first came here. That's being manipulative?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You trying to cause
trouble. I agree with y'all. That's what it is. It's the truth, but it's messy. It's manipulative. I'm trying to create a vice between Miss Tiana and Mr. DJ, and I want her on my side.
Right. Personal gain.
Personal gain, people. Mr. DJ just said it best. Personal gain. Yes. Let me give you one other one. Let me throw this one out there for your caller. You know how when people, and this is the God honest truth, y'all. Watch this, the truth. Mr. DJ will tell Miss Candy, hey, well, I did tell you up front that I'm dating multiple people. I mean, I'm not settled down, so, hey, at least you know the truth. Oh, my. Don't that sound like manipulation? Now, hold on, Mr. DJ. Check this out. You got a lot. That's a house divided. Because you got people that's in God that says there's nothing wrong with dating multiple people. Oh, my. As long as you're telling the truth, as long as you told them that you're married, it's okay. As long as you told them that you're dating multiple people, it's okay.
Well.
Here's the thing. How can you pick something that you see where is at now? Because, see, my thing is this. Watch this. Manipulation. Once you set eyes on what's yours, I don't need to see nothing else. In other words, once I see the car on the car light that I have, if I first walk on that car light and I see that's the one, I don't need to go. They can say, I got 20 more cars to show you. No, you don't. And that's the one. Who's the author of confusion? So you confuse when you have to make decisions based on man-made stuff. Okay. That's why you keep on dating, because you can't trust the spirit. Or do you have it? Oh, okay. I'm challenging people again. Shame on me. Let me stop. Carla, you had a follow-up question?
Yes, I did. My follow-up question is, what if you withhold the truth and it is vital to what you have going on?
DJ?
I still say that's a form of manipulation. Example, I'm looking for a trainer. And Mr. Carr says, okay, I'll train you. You know, I'm a trainer, and I'm real, real good.
And I say, okay. And then Miss Tiana says, well, I'm also a trainer. I'm real good, but I'm better than Mr. Carr. So then I go back and tell Mr. Carr, Miss Tiana says she's better than you. So I'm going to choose her. And I step out of it. And then those two are arguing or going back and forth. I told the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I told the truth. So that, but yet, look at what I caused by even doing it. So, yes, absolutely. That's still manipulation.
Yeah. Miss Tiana?
Oh, absolutely agreed. And I, even if it's vital to what you have going on, you can still handle it, right? You can be there withholding the truth and lying or saying, you know what, something's about to happen. I can't share right now. I will with you when I can. You don't got to withhold whom you are or what's going on, but you've got to be, once again, kind, patient in the process. But withholding and just being choosing not to share, especially when the thing is right there in front of you, then you absolutely are being manipulative in that situation.
Okay. I see that quite often, Mr. DJ. He used the training component. I see that quite often where people don't divulge or share with you all that you need to know when it comes to fitness. You got to share with your doctor. They got to know your medical history and your family.
And Mr. Carr, also another good example would be if I come to you and say, how much you're going to charge me to train?
Uh-huh.
And you might tell me, well, you know, I get $50 an hour. Then Ms. Tiana says, well, I can do the same thing that he does for $40. But then instead of me just going ahead and going with Tiana, I'm going to come back to you and say, well, Ms. Tiana said he could do the same thing for $40.
Mm-hmm.
And then here you go, well, no, well, okay, well, I'll go 30. That's for personal gain. So, yes,
right.
That's absolute manipulation. You know?
Right. And let me piggyback to what you just said. Even in the fitness arena, y'all, I see this quite often, where people have different ailments and they don't tell me what's going on. Here's the thing. The reason why I'm saying that with me, we don't share with God. And you might say, well, God knows, but God still wants you to be open enough to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
You know about your child that just got kicked out of school or got sent to the principal's office. You still want them, see, you would respect that child much more and you still have an honorable child where they would not lie to me. A lie is when they know what happened and they still didn't tell you, parents.
Oh, yes.
Huh? That's what's holding the truth. Although it's vital. So you know how many people walk in here, and they may have thyroid problems, and they start exercising, and I'm like, they're saying, well, the scale ain't moving, but they failed to tell me they had thyroid problems. You know thyroids will keep you from losing weight?
Mm. Indeed.
Tell me that information.
Mm.
Come on, people. You don't think that the truth is vital at that point? That's called manipulation. In other words, huh? In other words, what we do is we push buttons and we see how good that person is or if they can cure something without me telling them everything.
Mm.
Y'all know we do it. Y'all want me to give y'all another example? I'm glad you asked for one, Ms. Tiana. Watch this. Don't we do that? Come on, people. Raise both your hands if you're guilty of it. Monkey see, monkey do. You do it because somebody did it to you or you done seen other people do it. Oh, I just need prayer. Mm-hmm. What you want me to pray for? Don't worry about it. That's between me and God. Just pray. I ain't praying for nothing that you don't tell me because you might be telling me to pray for somebody who actually did something wrong and you ask me for, no, I'm not. If you can't tell me, I'm not praying. How about that? Because the Bible says confess your sins one year to another. If it ain't a sin, what you embarrassed to say? If you strong, bold enough to ask for prayer, trust me, you should be bold enough to say what's going on. And if you can't trust me to pray for you, well, why did you ask?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
I'm good enough for you to ask me to pray for you, but I'm not good enough to know what's going on. Now you're trying to be secretive. Now you're withholding the truth. Manipulative.
Right.
Well, Mr. Carr, I totally disagree because that's personal. How personal can it be? See, when you really, did y'all miss our call about 2 weeks ago? When you down to your wit's end, remember with the man whose son was foaming at the mouth? Huh?
That's right.
He was at his wit's end. Ain't no more secret. See, when somebody at stage 4, I bet you ain't no secret then. You say, can y'all pray for me because they're going through this? Why do you wait to stage four?
Mm-hmm.
If you catch anything at its embryonic state, you can kill it quicker. Do you not understand that? I don't care what pit bull that you have. Let me catch that sucker at 2 weeks. I ain't nothing worse. I'll ruffle it up. But at 2 years, that's a different story.
No.
That's right.
Y'all don't hear me, though. Huh? So we start to ask for prayer, and we're being manipulative because we're withholding the truth. You can't even be honest enough to ask what you're praying for because you're so either you're embarrassed, you're in fear, there's something going on. And you start to be manipulative. Where did you learn this from? You learned that from the world because God ain't never say, pray for me, and not tell you what was the Lord have mercy. The ones that he did stay up and pray with me, they went to sleep. You know, in the Garden of Gethsemane?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, people?
Yes, sir.
It does, yeah.
All right. And Carla, did that help?
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
All right. Who else we have, Ms. Candy?
All righty. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question or comment for this evening.
Hello. Good evening. I have a question, and the question states, in the past year, my spouse has become very controlling, especially when it comes to me going out with my girlfriend. My fear is that his control will escalate into something more that could end up being detrimental to me and our marriage. What steps can I take going forward when he does not see the error of his ways?
For one, you just as your husband should not be controlling you, you should not be controlling your husband. In this type of situation, it's time to do two things. One is have that conversation with him, to pray for and with him. There's many things that we come up against that we think that we have to be the ones who are fighting the battle, when God tells us that he's the one who will fight our battles for us if we lay it in his hands. So this type of situation, we've got to put it in God's hands. We've got to go to him. We've got to ask for guidance for your husband so that he knows where he's in error of his ways. Only God can do that. Only God can show him that. So put it there and lay it with God.
Mr. DJ?
Well, I will say this. Definitely go to God in prayer. It sounds like you all have a breach of communication. When a spouse is jealous or controlling, that means you guys are not spending enough time together. Is it a situation where, and I hate to say this, but it's a form of manipulation, but sometimes that manipulation has to deal with manipulation, if that makes any sense. If he doesn't want you to go out with a girlfriend, then invite him out. Go out with him. Is he feeling left out? Go out with him and make sure that bond is there with him. I'm talking about constantly. And he's probably going to get tired of you and say, hey, why don't you go out with your friend? You know, just start spending some communication time, bonding. It doesn't have to be just even, you know, just going out. But it sounds like you guys have some bonding to do, you know, for where that confidence is there for both of y'all. And I think Miss Tiana said pray with him. That's an excellent start. You know, make sure he's you guys on the same page spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I agree with both answers. So that's absolutely correct. Can you repeat that question, please?
Yes, sir. It states, in the past year, my spouse has become very controlling, especially when it comes to me going out with my girlfriends. My fear is that his control will escalate into something more that could end up being detrimental to me and our marriage. What steps can I take going forward when he does not see the error of his ways?
So I agree with both Mr. DJ and what Ms. Tiana said. So That's in a nutshell. Now, here's the thing. People who have a lot of questions. Let me start there. People who have a lot of questions, you got to understand, I mean, and be very careful for the monkey see, monkey do mentality, because you have some intellectual people in the world that will literally try and challenge the authority of God. You remember they did it with Jesus and said, this woman's sin, shouldn't we stone her to death? That's what the law says. And he said, let him without sin cast the first stone. And he raised his voice. He challenged them spiritually, since y'all say y'all know the spirit. You'll have a lot of people asking questions, huh? Just being manipulative. They very, very, very cunning in the questions they ask. They want to pick your spiritual mind, Mr. DJ. They want to catch you in error, Ms. Tiana.
Right.
See, I listen to the question, and I'm not saying that this is the case, but I've listened to over a period of time from them questions right there. That matters, somebody doesn't see it, because some people say, wow, that's a legit question. Yeah, coming from the same person. If the marriage ain't working, you know, you have the right to divorce, but hold on, shouldn't you stay? Stay if they're trying to get in God, if you in God. That's what the Bible says.
Right.
That's right.
Now you're asking a question that you know an answer to. Are you being manipulative? And just trying to pick, because a lot of times we'll try and manipulate our lifestyle based on the answers that we receive. See, I'm going to stay with that man because my pastor said that's the one. You are absolutely bonkers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that ain't manipulation, people. I'm waiting for this answer now, Mr. DJ. That ain't manipulation. You really wanted to stay. You just wanted somebody spiritual to amen.
That's to co-sign.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's
stamp of approval. Mm-hmm.
Because if you really wanted the right answer, you too got a personal relationship with God, I thought you said, right? So God don't have to use somebody else, right? So you know better, right? Why you still there?
Yeah.
People in God, we got to be very careful because they are very manipulative and they will play on your emotions to try and pick and pick and pick. And see what will happen is, let me show you how this go. God, Mr. DJ told me it was okay. They'll throw you under the bus in a day of judgment.
Yep.
If they can.
Amen. Amen.
How manipulation go? It's something they really wanted. But they're going to say, well, Mr. DJ, the one who's holy.
Amen.
Boy, you can't play with people. You got to use the spirit of discernment. In other words, you got to get very close to God. People run from the truth, people, because see what I mean, they run from the truth, they really run from the truth, huh? Because the truth can expose anything. So the closer you are to God, the more you start to sound like God, the more you stop and you don't play with emotions. Yeah, it's really going on, but you really don't want to answer, because if you wanted to answer, why are you still there? God being gave you the answer. How many black eyes, how much controlling does he have to do?
So true.
So you don't want an answer. You don't want an answer. You just want somebody to, you know, pacify what you really want. Pray with him. Yeah, you didn't pray with him and he didn't knock you upside your head three other times too, right? When are you going to literally learn? Okay? So you, although you're going through it, are still using manipulation just so you can stay in the situation that you're in. Because you really don't want to move. It's funny how somebody that you really love, they can do whatever and you not move, but somebody that you really hate, you got a trigger like a toothpick. They do one thing wrong, you done.
Hey, yes, indeed. Well, Mr. Carr, you just said something profound, because, you know, there's another side to that whole scenario. If this guy is supposed to be, quote-unquote, controlling, I mean, they didn't tell all of it, because it could be the fact that your girlfriend is basically out there. You married. And your girlfriend might be a bad influence to where, yeah, you know, she's still coming, hanging out at 6 o'clock in the morning trying to pick up a man. You got a man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and like you said, you know, she's like, well, what should I do? I mean, yeah, like you said, she wants you to agree with her that she done already made up her mind of what, you know, what needs to be done or what have you. But like you said,
you get involved with couple stuff like that, and you will quickly be thrown under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, we say, know your worth. Huh? Well, do you know your worth? But love, love make you foolish. No, love don't make you foolish. That's something that the world say. Actually, love makes you wise. And I ain't talking about no earthly wisdom.
Amen.
How can God make you? People say love blind, it make you crazy. No, it don't. God can't make you crazy. Well, you know the love I'm talking about. Yeah, that's the love I don't live by. So with that being said, since that's the love that you live by, your question is not even valid to me because you don't want an answer. You don't want an answer.
Exactly.
So I would have to say the person who asked the question, are you a manipulator?
Mm-hmm.
It don't take a child. A child can unfriend somebody who done been bullying them. What are you waiting on?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. We have any more questions, callers?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what we got?
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question or comment for this evening.
Good evening, everyone. My question is, can the flesh manipulate the spirit?
Oh, my. Can the flesh, would you say that again?
Can the flesh manipulate the spirit?
No.
That seems like a smart woman with that kind of question. All right, Mr. DJ.
Absolutely.
All with you.
Absolutely, yes. It's monkey see, monkey do. It don't say monkey think, monkey do. Monkey see, physical, your flesh. I see this all the time, and it has even happened to myself. You know, you see something that looks good, and you know that's not good for you. And you give in to that flesh. You tell the, you know, imagine, if you will, if I could break it down to have two of those little cartoon characters on your shoulder, and one is a devil and one is an angel, and the one says, you know, hey, and it doesn't even have to be sexual. You know, I'm training with Mr. Carr, and I'm working out, and I got all these muscles, and then here comes somebody with a big old thing of red velvet cake and chocolate cake, stuff I know I ain't supposed to be fooling with.
Mm.
And Lord have mercy. You know, I'm just saying, you know, and, you know, yeah, the flesh, you know, so that's why you have to watch. I don't know the scripture in the Bible, but you have to watch who you surround yourself with and surround the things that you do. You know, you can't sit up here and be alcohol free hanging out at the bar. You know, you're supposed to be with your Alcoholic Anonymous people. I don't think y'all need to meet at a bar. You know, if you're trying to lose weight, I don't think you need to be around a whole bunch of people who don't really eat healthy, you know, just as well as your spirit person. If you're supposed to be a Christian, then you need to be around other Christians. You can be amongst sinners because that's where your work is. But where you dwell, you know, my grandfather used to say it best. You know, if you're an eagle, you hang with other eagles. You don't hang around bones. And that's probably our problem. You know, we choose mates that are buzzards and wondering why we can't fly or why our kids can't fly. If you're an eagle, you need to be with other eagles. So, yes, a recap, yes, your flesh can influence the spirit.
And Mr. DJ, that scripture says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character.
All
y'all,
right.
That is. And this is a good thing about it, because I had to look it up. Too, Mr. DJ, so we're on the same page. Here's a good thing about it. I don't have to know exactly where it's in the Bible, but I know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on the right path, Mr. DJ. Don't ever stop doing what you're doing. Y'all heard that? So let's get to the Miss Tiana. Carla, can you repeat that question for Miss Tiana?
Can the flesh manipulate the spirit?
See, and I'm sitting here, I hear everything that Mr. DJ say, but I'm sitting here like, nothing can control the spirit, like, or nothing can manipulate the spirit. The spirit is always going to be in check, always going to be correct. The flesh can't have a hold on it. So I'm here just conflicted in what was said, and maybe it's my understanding of definition of words, but flesh cannot control the spirit.
Ooh. Well, well.
No way.
Mr.
There are a lot of babies who beg to differ with you.
What you got, Miss? Yes, Miss Candy, what you got?
I'm going to jump on Mr. DJ's side because we also know that it says that well, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Right.
The spirit may want to do what's right. And, of course, the spirit is that part that, you know, checks us unless we've been turned over to a reprobate mind. But at the same time, each one of us can profess Christ, know what's right in our spirit, and still go and do something else in our flesh. So, absolutely.
I'm going to have to agree with both Ms. Candy and Mr. DJ because of the fact that the Bible says greater. Let's do our math. Greater is he. So that means he's the greater of the two that lives in you than he that lives in the world. Talking about the flesh, the enemy, serpent. God uses the spirit. Satan uses the natural, the flesh. So if he's greater, how then does not greater win out in everybody? Why is there a hell?
You got to check with Adam on that one. Because Adam.
Why is there a hell?
Yeah, you're right.
That means the flesh has manipulated the spirit. The flesh.
Right.
Huh? The Bible says the tradition of man has nullified the power of God. Man, that's strong. Look at what he just said. Your traditions can make me weak in your life. The tradition that has nullified, that means to quench power. Yes, absolutely, because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is a pure D gentleman. He will not push you somewhere where you don't want to go.
That's true.
So if he's not present and you're not following him, he's rendered weak in your life. That means your flesh. Remember, the flesh is weak. The Spirit is willing. Since the Spirit is stronger of the two, but the flesh is weak, that means you have the right to give whichever one the power that you want to have. So when the Spirit has less power than your flesh, sin will rule you.
See, and Mr. Clark, and this is where I'm struggling with the question, is that the Spirit is always right. So my flesh, right, flesh can make the stupidest decisions in the world, it doesn't change the right that's inside me. So I'm not manipulating.
Let me help. Manipulate. The question was, can the flesh manipulate the spirit? To manipulate something, that means it's to encourage. That means it's to sway. Well, then at the end of the day, you have a choice to make. Your flesh say, hit them. Your spirit say, pray for them. Which are you going to do? So as soon as you hit them, guess which one manipulated the other. It manipulated the spirit so much to where it said, get out of here. And you allowed it to manipulate the spirit to say, go, move, shut up. You allowed that.
Okay.
The end result is by, you know, what you allow to happen in your life. Because if the spirit reigns supreme in your life, how then does anything, in other words, you have two children, one is older than the other one. You put the older in charge. The older is the spirit. The younger is the flesh because the spirit was here first. So the older, how then if you gave the older the authority, when you come back to that house, the younger one is ruling. That means somebody manipulated somebody and they took it and let them do it. Uh-oh. You would have a problem with the older, the one that you gave the authority to. Why did you let them manipulate? Because I was scared. Because I ain't know. Didn't we talk about this last night?
Mm-hmm.
With manipulation? A lot of times people do it out of fear. And manipulators, typically, they know they're weak. They just want to see how weak you are, too. As a matter of fact, in Romans 8 and 8, the Bible says, what it says? It says, and those being in the flesh are not able to please God. You can't please God operating in the flesh. That means what happens? You can please yourself. What happens?
is your flesh starts to manipulate your spirit. In other words, you think that you're righteous when you're not. The righteousness of man has nullified, I mean, the righteousness of man is like filthy rags unto God. In other words, your flesh has a form of godliness, but denies the power of God. In other words, you would rewrite the rules just to manipulate the spirit. You know, all drinking ain't bad. I said social drink. Y'all know what I'm talking about? That's your flesh trying to manipulate the spirit to say as if you're still righteous and holy.
Right.
Huh? You know, when we go to church on Sunday, do you go to church? Good, I'm glad you go. That's your flesh manipulating your spirit. You going don't make you a Christian, just like you standing near your driveway don't make you a car. Huh? But your flesh can manipulate your spirit. In other words, to make the spirit hush up. This is going to be my way, and I make the rules.
Miss Tiana, also, what Mr. Carr said before, I don't know if you caught it, was that the spirit doesn't really fight. You know, the God in you, you know, God is here for us. He's here at hand. And even when we leave him, he's still right there. He's not going to fight you or force you. He doesn't force you to worship him. That's why we're here to worship. You have that choice. That's the one thing that is left up to us, is that choice. So the question, if you would look at it like this, if you are a Christian, do you sin? Absolutely. Are you a sinner? No. But you do fall. But see, the fact that you get back up again means that you belong to him, not stay wallowing in it. So we're not saying that the manipulation forces you to just turn away from the spirit forever and just go the other way. But in that moment, right there in that moment, like Adam, you know, God directly made Adam. Like, who else does he have to reference to? Mm-hmm. And he was told, do not do this. He didn't have to raise his voice or anything. But yet, here comes Eve and say, hey, no, you know, try this. And he left all of that and actually gave in to the flesh.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. So that, I mean, that doesn't, you know, I'm just saying, you
hold on, Mr. DJ, hold on. Pause right there.
Okay.
Excuse my rudeness. I do apologize, but pause. You just hit something. Watch this, Miss Tiana. I'm going to break it all the way down because we're on the same page. Watch this. Can the flesh manipulate the spirit? The Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. See, this is what I'm perceiving that you're taking it as. You're saying the spirit of God can't manipulate God. No, the flesh cannot manipulate God. But he said, greater is he that's in you. See, how much God is in you, though? It can't manipulate God. Now, here goes the bigger question. No, the flesh cannot manipulate the spirit of God. God himself, but can it manipulate the spirit in you? The Bible says, greater is he that's in you. Hold on. That don't mean that you got all of God. Watch this. Because he says, if any man be in Christ. See, here's the problem. God is in us, but are we in God? That's the problem.
There we go.
The problem. So, no. Mm-hmm. What Miss Tiana is saying is, can the flesh manipulate God? No. But can the flesh manipulate the God in you? Of course it can, if you're not in God yourself.
Amen.
It's not so much that God be in you, if you be in God. Y'all hear me?
Thank you.
Yes.
That's what it boils down to. So it's not so much God loves you. That don't mean that you're going to heaven. It's if you love the God when you're going to heaven. Y'all, you can't miss heaven if you love God, but you can miss heaven if God loves you. So it's not, because God so loved the world, so he loves everybody, but everybody not gone, so we understand that it's not about how much God loves us, it's about how much you love God. So it's not about how much God is in you, it's about how much of you is in God.
All right.
All right. Amen.
Flesh manipulate the spirit? How much spirit of God you got in you? And I'm sorry, how much of you are in the Spirit of God? And how can you tell that? All you got to do is, the Bible says, by the testing of your faith, test people. Not you testing, but you know what I'm talking about. Let life test people. That's how much you know how people go on emotional escapades and they shut down, huh? And they blurt out crazy. Mm-hmm. By A, they start hurting people, killing people. See, emotions take over. How can you be in God acting like that? Mm. He said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. How you new and acting like that? Every time something happened in your life, you get a phone call, you got a text message, you get an email, something, somebody just hit your car, somebody drove past you, somebody did something to your child, somebody did something to your paycheck, you bow down and you act a fool, that means situations control you. You can't be in God when situations control you. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
I'm talking to somebody or some peoples. I'm talking to some people because baby, mom and daddy, we struggled all our life to make sure you had. Will you stop saying that and start putting everything on God? It ain't about your struggle. Baby, God got on the cross for you. I couldn't buy that. God did that. Won't you give him the credit and stop having these sentimental or emotional escapades so they start lifting you up when they get older so they can take care of you? No, let them take care of God. You tell that child, don't you give me a dollar if you hadn't paid your tithes. I don't want what you got. Can you tell your child that? So I'm talking to the real Christians on
them.
Y'all tell y'all children that? Don't you bring nothing in my house, give me no gift if you can't pay your tithes to God. Tell them that. Be a real parent. Huh? Stop manipulating them to buy you and don't do for God. You really serious right now? You know why? Because you believe that you deserve it. God don't. Manipulator. Manipulator. Huh? Oh, yeah, I like that. You see, that cut deep, huh?
Come on.
That cut deep, huh?
Make
emotions out of this.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, leave emotions in, and you're going to see who the manipulators are. Because when the flesh starts manipulating the spirit, see, when people cry because something going on, or when people get crazy and, you know, go, you know, just, you know how people, you know how we do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm having brother issues. Me and DJ having the issues, you know, Miss Candy, right now ain't the time. But I thought you're supposed to be in God at all times.
All right.
So I completely shut down. And then I start withholding the truth. Don't tell nobody what's going on because you're being secretive. That means you really don't want help from God no way, your secretive self. Because how can you be in focus with a group and you're so secretive? You're a manipulator. Did you not know that? Manipulators don't mean that you're just flamboyant with it. Manipulation can come in silence. Believe that.
Yes.
Don't dogs manipulate all the time? Because they want to get out their cage.
Right.
And to the weak owners, that's why when that dog gets older, you can't control it. It's pulling you. But to the strong owners, I salute you. That's why that dog walk on the side of you and stay put when it get older. Oh, can the flesh manipulate the spirit? Mm-hmm. Oh, look at him. Oh, look at your flesh manipulating your spirit. When did God ever say, oh, to any situation? I'm waiting. People pull on your heartstrings. That means their flesh is manipulating what you're about to do. This is why you overtithe, and this is why you give more money at church when you shouldn't. This is why you don't. See, this is, it goes back and forth. It's like a pendulum. And Satan, the Bible says, those who operate without faith and hope, Satan tosses them to and fro. He's using you, a ping pong ball. You don't know which way you're going. Huh? Today you're happy, tomorrow you're sad. But the Bible says that God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. See, when you can't manipulate me, monkey see, monkey do, I'm going to stay the same. See, in other words, the outside, see, I'm in the world, but not of the world. See, the outside forces don't make me happy. See, when outside things make you happy, that means your flesh is in control. Believe that. Shouldn't you be happy before you get custody? I'm just saying. Because what if you never do? Okay, let us move on. Any more of the callers? Any other callers?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have one more. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question or comment for this evening.
Good evening. My question is, can two people that are happily married in God be fruitful and multiply, yet still commit the sin of manipulation when it comes to having children with one another?
Oh, wow. Mr. DJ, what you got?
You said, can two people that are married be fruitful and multiply with each other and still commit the sin of manipulation? Manipulation comes in many forms. By them being fruitful and multiplying, it depends on what they're doing. If they're married, then that's, you know, that's them. That's what they're doing. If one of them doesn't want to have kids and the other one is manipulating the other to, you know, have another child or to have sex, then yes. So I'm still going to say either way it goes, the answer is yes.
Okay. Miss Tiana?
Agreed. Not knowing, don't even need to know. Can someone be manipulative? Absolutely. And some, whether you know it or you not, even if it's intentional or not, there is still the possibility of being manipulative. So, yes.
Hold on, Miss Tiana. You mean to tell me if they married... You telling me right now on this phone, that's your answer, that if they married and mm-hmm. they've been fruitful and multiplying and they married, that's manipulation? That's what you're telling me?
I didn't say that's manipulation. They're asking, can they still manipulate?
Okay,
yes,
but that's,
they can.
So if they're married and they're having children, they're being fruitful and multiplying,
uh-huh.
would you go on record and say that's manipulation?
That's not manipulation.
Okay,
but
no way possible that can be manipulation.
Them having children?
Yeah, I mean, they're married.
Repeat your question. Yeah, they're married.
Okay, if they're married and they having children, being fruitful, I don't see it being manipulation. That's not, I mean, do you see it being manipulation?
That simple statement. No, they're not. That's not manipulation. Now, if they, I don't know what they're being, what one or the other's being manipulative about.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
The way the
stay
question
right.
was phrased.
Yeah, stay right there. Stay right there for a quick second.
Okay.
I just wanted to show everybody out there. Yeah. I really, y'all know me. I mean, they call me, I can be Denzel. That was acting for me. Okay. Now, let me give you the true me. I just did that to show y'all something. I just altered Tiana's. I just manipulated Tiana's, Mr. DJ. I just manipulated her answer by my tone.
I was just about to say that.
Did y'all see that? I gave it high pitch. So you mean to tell me? Did y'all see her get caught up? Did y'all hear her get caught up?
Yes.
Now, I don't want you to laugh, but seriously. You know why?
Yes.
Because
yes.
Satan will play with you.
Right.
You got to stand your ground. Florida has it wrong. God has it right. Stand your ground.
Amen. Amen.
Here's the thing. Can somebody call it? Can you repeat that question?
Yes, sir. Can two people that are happily married in God be fruitful and multiply, yet still commit the sin of manipulation when it comes to having children with one another?
First of all, happily, how happy can you be if somebody, you know, could possibly be manipulating? Yes, the truth of the matter is they're married. But is it marriage under God? See, God judges the intent. Do you not understand you can be happily married, Mr. DJ and Miss Tiana, and Mr. DJ then planted seven seeds in you? A part of it can be manipulation because he don't want nobody else to have you. If ever, he should leave you. So you got all them kids, and you see it when people are leaving, not when they're coming. And what the men say, ain't nobody going to want you with them four children. Look at that manipulator there. He was married and impregnated your behind just to manipulate you because he wants you to be at his every beckoning call. Ain't nobody going to want you. You know how many women stay because nobody ain't going to want them is what they heard. Oh, my God. Y'all got to catch this now. See, it goes beyond the surface. Some people don't want to know that type of arithmetic. They don't want to know that deep, that depth is. In other words, they just go with the flow. If it happened, it happened. No, my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
That's right.
Yes.
But get closer to God, and you don't have to know. Let him just flow. See, people will start to do this type of stuff. And they'll hide under the cover of marriage. Yes, you're married. But was it under God? Because then, he'll start impregnating you. As a matter of fact, then she'll start getting pregnant too. But babe, I thought you said you was on some contraceptive. Sure I was. People don't lie. Could that be a part to keep you? But we're married. Yeah, you are married. But is that the thing that keeps the marriage together, having children?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. You don't think that's a form of manipulation?
It is.
Let me show y'all another one. Watch this. When you're loyal to people and not loyal to God, that's manipulation. In other words, me and Tiana are so tight, if Mr. DJ just coming along, I've only been knowing him for a year. I've been knowing Miss Tiana for 20 years. Shoot, that's my home girl. So that makes her right? So you've been knowing me all this time, tell you. And you mean to tell me you're going to start, she's trying to manipulate the situation. DJ right in this instance. But she's going to use the fact that I've been knowing her as a vice to be on her side, manipulation. How many times we do that? Come on, people. You do it every day because it's unwritten rules. You might not say it, but you look at that person and be like, dang, it's like that? When you say it's like that, you mean I thought we had a closer bond than you and them. Manipulator, you. I thought your bond was supposed to be to God, not to an individual. So, see, I have this saying when people say, you know, trust no man, tell them also, don't that mean you? Because if you say trust no one, trust no one, don't that mean I shouldn't trust you either? Watch how they talk up. Watch how they choke up.
Yeah.
Y'all, manipulation is real. So you can be married, rightfully so, under God, and still try and manipulate. As a matter of fact, Satan was in heaven, married to God. Not the marriage that we think of, husband and wife. I'm talking about marriage. He covered God, and he tried to manipulate God. And did not God divorce Lucifer? And took his name back from him.
Wrong.
In other words, he says, you can go and take them third of the children with you if they want to follow you. Well, people will play that game, and you can be married, and they want to plant all types of seed. Don't you know people plant a seed in you knowing they don't want to be married to you for long, and even if that shit happened, but that's my seed, so another man got to take care of my child. Oh, y'all didn't see it that far, did you? You didn't see it that far, though, right? Because you done had two or three kids out of wedlock, so now all of a sudden when it's time to get married, that man want to have a child, you can't have no more because somebody got their tools tied. Let's reverse that thing. Let's see if he got snipped because he had five already. And it's time to get married and you don't have no kids. Oh, man, they get convoluted, huh? Woo! But we manipulate early on. Woo, Lord have mercy. And then look, watch this manipulation. Well, if he can't take me and my kids, it ain't meant to be. No, it was meant to be. But you don't want to face. You don't want to face. You don't want to woman up to what you've done wrong. You don't want a man up to what you've done wrong. You got all them kids, and then you got snipped. This is your wife-to-be. This is the one that God has set aside for you, and now you can't even procreate because the decisions that you made. Now you want to say, well, she don't want to be, or what is she? Well, she can't accept what I got already. You serious right now? You really serious, right? No, you're trying to manipulate with the errors of your ways. And then that's what we start to do. Don't we do that? Come on, women. Don't we do that? I'm a big woman. I mean, it take a strong man to handle all this weight I got on me. If you don't try to manipulate, that means get your behind on the treadmill. How about that? No, but we want to manipulate our laziness. In other words, we refuse to be not lazy anymore, so we try to manipulate people by throwing stuff out there to make them look weaker. Because only a real man can take a strong woman. No, you just don't know how to be submissive. If you can't submit to men, you know you can't submit to God. I don't want you. I guess I'm weak then. I guess I'm weak. Come on, men. Hold on. Don't stop there. Don't stop there. Come on, man. You know how we do it. Well, God said the man, the head of the household, if I can't rule. If you don't sit yourself down, you still a bride to God.
if you really want to go deep, the Bible says submit one ye to another. You should be submitting to her too. Oh, my, my, my.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying that because nobody can ever say Mr. Carr's not fair, okay? Manipulation is real, people. Manipulation is real.
Mr. Carr, can I ask you one question?
Please do.
And actually, this is for the females that are on the phone. Can a mother be held responsible for her grown son being a liar by manipulation?
Can a mother be held responsible?
Yes, for her grown son being a liar by manipulation.
Well, explain to me what you mean. Was he lying to women or something?
Yeah, this is the question to I guess everybody, but more so to the females. Can a woman be held responsible for her grown son being a liar through manipulation?
I'm going to let y'all answer that, women. I'm not a woman. Y'all answer that. Go ahead.
Miss Tiana, Miss Candy, those are voices that I heard.
Can a woman be held liable?
Responsible.
For her grown son? Responsible,
yes.
For her grown son's actions?
For him being a liar. Like, let's say he's a liar today. That's her son. Could the mama be held responsible because of her manipulations by him being a liar?
Okay. So I see two sides of this. One,
okay.
If mom has manipulated him his entire life, she's responsible for her actions in anything that has gone on. She is responsible for that. But he's also responsible because he's to make a choice in what he's doing. If you're going to call him a grown man, then be a grown man and choose right. So I say they all both have a piece in it.
Okay. And what does Ms. Candy say?
I'll go down the same path because we talk a lot about how the kids learn from the example that we set from them. So
okay.
The mom had to have been setting that example, but ultimately as an adult, you are responsible for your own actions because just because we were taught a certain way doesn't mean we have to stay that way.
Okay. And Mr. Carr, do you want to chime in before I say something?
Wow, that's a really good question. However, the answer is, you know, the mother can be an influence, okay? But we as Christians, we have to be responsible. So the answer is really going to be contingent upon what he is, whether he's in God or not. Because
okay.
If he's as a Christian man, and he's a, you know, manipulated now because of the actions that he has seen or that has been coerced to him, okay, it's ultimately his responsibility. The devil has the right to try and impede. It's your responsibility in this situation as a young man to have the right to shut him down.
Okay.
So the responsibility wouldn't lie on the shoulders of the mother. The mother has the right to go to hell or to go to heaven. She's obviously choosing the right to go to hell. She has that right. But you also have the right to say no.
Okay.
So it would be more of the responsibility on the son than it is the mother.
Okay. All three of you all absolutely correct. And this is just my two cents on the question. When a little boy is a little boy, and first of all, his mom, the bond between mother and son. Let's just say he goes outside and rides his bike and falls, and he scrapes his knee and is bleeding. The average mom is going to say, stop crying, stop crying, stop crying. He busted his kneecap up, and he's crying. First thing they say is, be a man about it. Be a man about it. Don't cry. Come on, be mama's big man. I need you to be mama's man. So subsequently, through manipulation, that child
is feeling pain. It hurts. It's bleeding. But what he's saying is, his pain equals not hurt, because my mama needs me to be a man. And anytime he's hurting, he's going to say, this doesn't hurt. He's going to be distant. He's not going to talk about any kind of pain or any of that. And that's a form of teaching him how to lie.
That's
and that's
cool.
Why we grow up and still have issues with, man, ain't no man going to cry. You can't even say, hey, brother, I love you. You can't hug a man. No, that's not manly. Don't cry. You got to be a man about it. There go that statement again. Be a man about it. So you're lying. So that's, I was just saying that because that's the hugest form of manipulation. You know,
yes,
you surprised how her stuff, you know, affects us. You know, when you're little like that, when you're a kid, and it follows you all the way through life. But then too, as you said, you know, you're supposed to be in God. You know better, you do better. And as you grow, you know a lie is a lie. You know, but I'm just saying that manipulation, you got to be careful, even us as parents. I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you so much. We're about to go ahead and pray, and I hope that someone out there, did we get to everybody with the question, Ms. Candy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I hope that something was said that can help each and every last one of us. I'm sure it was. And, you know, powerful questions, powerful call, y'all. And it's something that we need to gather and learn. And much like Mr. DJ just said, you know, be careful even how you talk and utter words to people, because you can manipulate their future. In other words, you know, back in the days how men cursed women out, and they still curse women out in phones, calling them bees. Now you have women calling themselves bee. Yeah, I'm the baddest bee. That's because something has been manipulated in their heads already. Okay? So we got to be careful when you call somebody, you no good so-and-so, you no good woman, you no good man. Be careful, because faith cometh by hearing. You are manipulating their spirit man. And this is why a lot of people don't think they deserve God, because something you had to do with that. Let's go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ.
Yes, Father, as we come to the close of another call, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the knowledge and for your spirit being present amongst us in the various cities that we are. Thank you for feeding our spirit man, and for the nutritious knowledge that you provided for us. Keep us on the path, Father. Keep us safe. We ask for blessings and mercy. We ask for your grace to continually be over us, Father. Help us to uplift you and lift your word to draw people closer to you, and for us to grow spiritually in your name. We ask these blessings and everything in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great night, and make sure now that we really take heed to this word about monkey see, monkey do, masters of manipulation. We got to be able to point it out in others, but more importantly, we have to be able to point out the manipulation that we do so that we can cut it out. Y'all have a great night. Catch us on Wednesday, Bible study, 8 p.m. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.